Hello, gorgeous.
I would make a great queen because I am so stubborn.
Well, when I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
Never take a learning opportunity away from another student. No matter how smart you need everyone to think you are.
I am dancing a bright beam of light.
Here for the food.
Yeah, not
black
the...
man, black man.
Black What's man. Up, everybody? This is I'm Here for the Food, where we discuss topics that feed your mind, your spirit, and hopefully your soul. I'm Melissa Ford.
I'm still Blue Talusma.
Chantel Anderson. Hello.
You know what? We're just Melissa, Blue, and Chantel. Like, fuck the last names, like the formalities. Like, I always want to do, like, I'm getting my Oprah on. No.
Fine. I'm Blue.
You know what I need?
I
need a cocktail. That's what I fucking need.
Yes.
So we're going to start. We're looking for a liquor sponsor. Holler, okay? Because I want to get liquored up during these episodes because Melissa, Lucy Goosey, she's a good time. Within reason. Okay. Yes. By the way, if you are loving the content, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. I need you to hit the subscribe button on whatever streaming service you're looking at this on or listening to us. That's iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube. And like your Uber driver, I'm going to say it again. Give us 5 stars. Thank you. And drop a review. Drop a comment. Let us know what you loved. Let us know what you want to hear and see more of. Give us some, you know, suggestions for topics that you want us to, you know, my favorite word, unpack. Do me that little solid right there. So we're going to jump right into this interview. I've got a guest sitting to my left. Now, hold on. Don't go to him just yet. Even though you might get him on the wide angle. Okay, fuck it.
We're holding hands. Yeah. We're holding hands.
The jig is up. You know he's here. We got comedian Ryan Davis in the room with us.
Oh, my God.
And we're really excited about this because when we bring a man into the room, we call those episodes, you know, Dick in a Box. You know, you watch a Saturday Night Live, of course, wow. Okay? And you know the song, Dick in a Box?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. You know. If I'm Christmas. Smart, I found a way to put this, you know, to lay this over the segment somewhere. But so we wanted, what I didn't want to do, you know, having a show with a panel of women is I did not want to disclude men from the conversation because we love you. Like we do. We are big cheerleaders of men.
Most of you.
Most men. Yes. You know, and so so sometimes there's going to be topics of conversation that we can only, you know, give the female perspective from, and then we bring you guys in.
Okay, so
yay.
This is gonna be fun.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, though, kind of hurt.
Why?
I was really here for the food. I'm fat, and you really didn't have any food.
So drinks.
You like to unpack. I would love to unpack a picnic basket.
Okay.
Why would you not have? I feel set up.
This is like our fifth episode, so you know I'll work on it. I'll have a charcuterie plate the next time you come.
Isn't that fancy?
Ooh, okay, it's cheese and crackers with a little ham.
I know it's a Lunchable.
Nice,
it's a Lunchable.
No, but it's bougie Lunchable.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like school all over again. The kids who were bougie could pack their lunch and they had Lunchables. Then you become adults and realize the bougie adults still eat Lunchables. That's what it is.
Yeah. I do love a Lunchable, and it is a fancy Lunchable. Okay, I got caught out there.
No, we're
fine.
Not opposed though. I like it.
You like
please,
the charcuterie
yes,
plate?
Please.
Okay, I think that the audience might be like, so Blue. I think they might just really be pissed off about that. But anyways, so Ryan, did we meet? Let me say where the last time I saw him. We both were on the 100th episode of our dear friend Clint Coley. He has a podcast called Advice from a Fuckboy.
Yes.
And so we were his guests for the 100th episode. Mm-hmm. And was that the first time that we met?
That's the first time we met.
Yeah.
I saw you before.
Mm-hmm.
I was terrified to speak to you, so I didn't do that. Because I was at a women's event. I was one of the only guys at a women's event. I already felt like I wasn't supposed to be there. Right. So I was like, I don't know how to not come off as a creep sometimes. So I was like, not going to be that guy. I'm going to sit here with my Lunchables.
Charcuterie.
Yeah. I have no idea what that what she called that plate. I'm going to call it an adult Lunchable. I just didn't say anything. But we. But then I ended up making a video.
Mm-hmm.
Including.
One of my good friends.
Yeah.
But unintentionally. Yeah. So, tell them a little bit about that.
Okay. I make tons of content. And one day in my spirit, I felt the need.
In your spirit.
Yeah, it was on me, heavy. I had to release. I get on social media. I don't really follow a lot of like IG Instagram models or people with, you know, OnlyFans pages and stuff like that. But one day I saw a girl. She was like, you know, shout out to all my fans. Thank you. I was like, I'm not a fan. I'm a pervert. You're naked. And I enjoy seeing that from time to time. That's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. It's not because of a talent or anything like that. Right. No, I have a problem. Mm-hmm. It's me. I have a problem and you're feeding my problem. And then somebody took my comment and put a photo of her friend beside it as if I was talking about her.
Woo!
So it looked a split screen.
Yeah.
She was highly upset.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, highly she was. Because it went viral.
It went super viral.
And the particular picture that they used, it was a...
It was. She was naked.
It was graphic.
I mean, those.
But it went viral on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, on Twitter. It was crazy. Joe Rogan repeated it on his podcast verbatim. Like it was, yeah.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Well, her followers went up.
Yeah.
On another positive note.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, her followers went up dramatically from that. Like, I think her followers increased by like 20,000 after that. So I was like, well, you.
She owes you a check.
No, she felt like I owed her an apology.
No publicity is bad.
Yeah, did she? Yeah. But she was trying to take my whole head off. But I told her, I was like, I didn't. And I don't apologize for things I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But
what?
You didn't, okay.
I didn't.
But he didn't do the split screen.
I didn't do the split screen.
Him. He wasn't. I meant
every word I said, but I wasn't talking about you, lady. I don't know you.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
She was like,
I'm a hairdresser. I was like, I don't know you. Yeah. I don't go get my hair done.
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, see?
I
did. It's still somehow I did this to her.
She's a really good person. Sorry.
No, we're good. Me and her are cool.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I passed her salon on the way to go get my, you know, acai bowl. Nah, I just happened to see her. It's crazy. You know how small this town is. Don't be that way.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Nah, it wasn't like that.
It wasn't him. He didn't do it.
Trust me.
I just heard Shaggy.
I'm sending shots, I am very specific on who they're going to. I don't miss. So if I'm talking about you, I'm going to say your name.
Yeah. Yeah. You see his comedy.
So that's how you guys met. But we met you on stage with Melissa, watching you. And you were very honest.
Yeah, very
honest.
And Chantel
and I were nervous.
Why?
Because
it's a beautiful thing.
It was like smelling Vicks straight from the jar. It was so honest.
Someday.
He was like, wow.
That's how you get rid of the cold, though.
That's
the thing.
This is what men are like. And then I actually went up to you and I confronted you. Let's talk about
that,
right?
Yes, you did.
I was like, I just want you to know that I have a lot of male friends in LA and they're wonderful people and they don't agree with you. And you were like, aha, ask them. And I was like, I will. And then I called them and I asked them and they all agreed with you. And now I'm questioning all my friendships. Because, like, I can't believe they actually agree with the stuff that you had to say.
Why are you questioning your friendships instead of your knowledge of men?
I thought they were sweeter than that.
I mean, you just, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, you just want to believe that.
Women's biggest problem is that we apply our thinking to them.
Decency?
Literally said I made a video exclaiming how I'm a pervert and I have a problem.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
That's what an honest man sound like. Decency isn't our thing. providing, protecting. That's supposed to be our thing.
Decency grows on a few of them.
Yeah.
Like a fungus.
You find the right woman, and then you go, oh, that's a thing? I didn't know y'all felt like that when I said those things.
When I saw you on the podcast, I was like, that's it. If this is true, I'm going to be single for life.
She was
like,
devastated.
I was literally like,
you took away all her hope in finding a husband.
There are plenty of decent men out there.
Where?
But what you have to understand is to be decent takes effort. That means, so you got to say, hey, thank you for fighting that urge to be the terrible person that you really are inside. Once you do that, he'll appreciate you more than you'll ever know. He'll be like, she notices. She notices all the effort I'm putting in.
And then you don't put in that effort until you meet the person that you want to put in that effort with.
Absolutely.
Is that, that's a guy thing? Or?
Well, I think it's hard because we pretend to be that person up front because that's the only way you're
going to deal with
us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only way you're going to deal with
us. You meet the representative.
You can learn a lot about men from watching a Chris Rock special, basically. You know, men are as faithful as their options. And
I do believe
Chris
that now.
Very
like,
For sure. I've said that for a long time.
But even then, like, a real faithful man is a man that's just, he's tired of what it takes to cheat. Effort that it takes to cheat. When you go, it's just not worth it to be found out. Like, it's not worth the work, or the work that it takes to hide it is just not worth it. I know women want to go, but I want him to love me so much, he couldn't dream of having sex with somebody else.
That's not a thing.
It's
never going to be a thing.
And I don't know why that's a thing to some people. It's not. It's, you know, like, if I'm to the point where I would be a faithful man.
Because you're tired.
Because I'm tired. And so if I'm in a relationship and a woman's like, I don't care that you have a girl, I'm be like, get away from me, Satan. I don't have time to lose everything. Like, I got stuff going on. I don't need my life ruined over vagina. Like, you got to get to that point.
True.
You know what I mean? But
and not a lot of guys are there.
Some guys never get there.
Some guys never get there.
They just die not tired.
Yeah. I feel that, though, because as even a woman, I had to get to the point where I'm not going to play with fire in my living room because I like my house too much to burn it down.
There you go.
And so I get that. I feel that. And I appreciate it. Thank you for being honest. That's a great analogy, by the way.
I plead the fifth in all things that are happening because I still got prospects who might be watching this episode.
What?
So I have a question that I want to ask you, right?
Okay.
Let me find out. Blue got a roster.
I'm not messing up my stuff sharing too much on this topic.
I ain't got no roster, so I'm going to say whatever.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just out here.
You're all lying.
I'm for real. I ain't got nobody's roster.
Jesus is the only thing on my roster. I ain't got a roster.
No, we saw the podcast.
Yeah, I've been on dating apps for a couple months. I haven't met none of the women that I've matched up with. Oh, just what?
Tinder.
Name them.
Tinder?
Name
Bumble.
Them. Hinge, Bumble, Black.
There's one called Black?
Yeah, because I like black women.
BLK?
You dropped the C. Okay, Black.
Wait, you're on the West Coast and you love
so
black
wait,
women?
So wait, it's not. Yeah. It's like AOL Black Voices? Like back in the day?
For dating?
Yeah,
is that what I remember that.
But it's
no,
specific.
Black Planet. That's what I mean. Black Planet.
Yeah. So even if the person on there isn't black, they date black people specifically. So, you know, but I date black specifically. I'm not like, I don't care what people think about it, whatever. I'm a black man and I got to live in this world and I want to come home to somebody who understands the world that I have to live in.
Game.
So
listen.
And I'm not when this country apologizes to me, I'll apologize for, you know, seeking a woman who understands that. But
see, I want to believe him so bad, but last time
I
during the show,
don't lie. I'm not lying.
I do want to believe you.
No,
that's my problem, though, is like I mean the things I say, and so I expect others,
like I genuinely believe people, and then you'll do something else, and I'm like,
but wait, do you know what I'm actually seeing here, Ryan?
What?
A little bit of cognitive dissonance from this side of the room.
Yeah.
I'm going to call a thing right now, because one thing that guys say is, I can't, like, I've tried to be honest and she didn't believe me, so I just kept on fucking lying.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you're like, I'm a pervert. I don't lie. And you guys were like, I really want to believe you. And he's like, he's not saying anything. Like, it's not a knight in shining fucking armor.
And we'll never pretend to be that dude. And never going to pretend to be that.
He's like, I don't cheat because I'm too tired. If I had the energy, I'd be cheating. Like, he's saying this stuff.
It was like 4 years ago, you're cheated on. But today, guarantee you, I just don't need you. Be happy that I'm this person with you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be because of you.
That's true. Ooh, I love that. But I wish more people were like that. Like, for me, I want to see who you are so that I can make an informed decision about what I'm going to get myself into. Yeah. And because you're going to see who I am and we're going to have the real conversations. But when you say something, I just want to be able to believe you. So I appreciate you saying that.
Realizing how valuable time is and how you can't get that back. Once you start realizing that, you go, no, tell me exactly who you are. Don't worry. I won't judge you at all. I promise I won't judge you. I won't stick around if I don't need to.
Oh.
But I will not judge you.
That part.
Yeah.
See, that's where we differ as far as most people along gender lines is that we were talking about this before, struggle love, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of women will meet a broke down dude and they will be like, oh, I'm going to invest in his potential. And it's not just her. There's memes about it. You go on Instagram, even Gucci, he's posting all these things like, you know, I went to jail and I was slanging that coke or whatever I was slanging and I came back and she was still waiting for me with more money. Like, we glorify black women sticking around and waiting for y'all to get tired and going being dragged along the way.
More so than any
other.
No, not more so. It just doesn't get applied to any other woman. Yeah. It really doesn't.
And you
guys
say it's admirable. Like, yo, she's not much to look like, but she stuck around me, so I guess I'll marry her. And I'm like, what do you mean she's not much to look at?
I've been seeing those memes popping up recently, too. I'm
so
like,
answer for your brother.
If my man ever says that, listen, she's not much to look at, but no. You better lie to
me. But she stuck around.
I want you to tell me the truth, but you better lie to me.
She's loyal like an ox.
Don't wait. Listen. I love the lie to me. Oh, now it's a bunch of dudes saying, you know what I mean? They take loyalty over the looks, which is, this is the funny part. That is a really good compliment.
What?
Listen, I'm going to tell you. No, listen. Words wise, like that choice of words is the dumbest thing you could ever. It's dumb. You're going to make your woman feel terrible and you're embarrassing her in public. Mm-hmm. I do understand that.
Thank you for understanding that.
All right. Thank you. I forgot. I got to get there first before I go.
Acknowledge
but them, understand that men are physical and a man will marry a beautiful idiot any day.
Yep. Oh,
any day.
Yep.
So for him to just overlook, like, if he's like, she's not beautiful or whatever, he really is with her because of who she is and not because he sees the true value of her, not the value of just having her on her on his arm and people going, oh my God, look at him with that beautiful woman.
But isn't he always...
He just don't know how to word it because he's stupid.
But isn't it right. Because, isn't that something that's always in his head, though?
Huh?
Like, she ain't a looker, but boy, she's loyal, like an ox pulling a cart.
Right,
you know?
Like a mule.
Yeah.
We are not mules.
Yeah.
Hee-haw.
Would you rather have a mule?
No.
Would you rather, if you're a farmer, would you rather have a mule or would you rather have a Lamborghini? You can't plow nothing with a Lamborghini.
But who wants to be called the mule? It's all fun until you're the mule.
You say that, but maybe people should change the way they view mules.
You know what? That's the wrong answer.
I don't want my man seeing me as a mule. Like, hey, no.
You can start fragile.
Can I be a Lamborghini that does the job?
Like, yeah, hey, listen. It ain't like you know what I mean? Black people back in the day was fighting for 40 acres and a Ford. It was 40 acres and a mule. Because mules were they're very valuable.
That's
you know
great
what
in theory,
I mean?
But if we were like, yo, his penis is really small, but he really provides for me.
That guys, happens yeah, in real
you,
life.
But you guys don't like that either. So how is it any different?
You guys, what are you talking about?
Oh, you would be okay with someone saying his penis is smaller than I like, but he's a provider for
me. It can't get bigger, so there's nothing I can do
you know
about
what?
It.
You're a unicorn.
I'm not a unicorn.
Okay, wait. Speaking of big penises.
Are you leaving is the question. Yes, it's small, but are you leaving? No? cool. Then we, then okay. It's whatever.
Speaking of big penises, I have a question to pose to the group.
Ooh, I'm glad you went with a question. He was like, speaking of big penis, I have a question. I was like, oh, okay.
No.
I thought you was confessing some shit.
Oh, and being okay, no. She was.
No,
was
like, no.
I didn't want to be the person.
Let's
you came
not
out
latch
to,
on
Melissa.
To that. You know,
okay,
the internet.
Sorry.
The internet is swift and ruthless. Okay. So, I have a very close girlfriend, and she is divorced. Her marriage lasted, 2 years maybe or something like that? Yeah, it just, you know, his representative left and he showed up.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyways, I digress about that. So, she's met this new guy, right? Mm-hmm. And he was the wedding singer, actually, at her girlfriend's wedding.
Messy.
Yeah. And she, and you know, very handsome black man, he's Haitian, and he,
I'm Haitian, so that makes me nervous.
Yeah. Well,
our men are very crafty, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, she says that this is the most passionate experience that she's ever had in her life. Like she has never met a man like him. I was like, well, you have never dated a Caribbean man. That's one, you know, but he's extremely passionate. The conversations that they have, like he wants to just get all in her mind, you know, and learn everything about her. The kissing is passionate. It's so like, you know, it was just so wow to her that she was like, I really want to hold off on having sex. I want to see if this can go the distance.
Okay,
you know. And she said she had sex with him. She said, Mel, it was a micro penis.
Oh, no.
And that's why he had all those other tools.
That's what I said.
That's why he knew what nobody.
That's what I
listen,
said. I said, no wonder he eats, you know, eats coochie like a champ.
That's what I was
champ.
About to say. Nobody
no wonder
eats
he's a,
like
he's a magician
a
with the hands, and no wonder he's like, you know, like a verbal assassin because he knew what he knew that he had a tickler down there.
As a Haitian Cuban woman, I don't want this to be seen as all Haitian men have micro.
No one thinks that he's but, black. They're some of the blackest of black men.
Oh no, yeah,
and
they
so
are.
Nobody is thinking that. So, he knows he's an anomaly.
Yeah, he is.
He knows.
So she literally said, Mel, what do I do? Like, what do I do? Do I stay? Do I keep on trying to? I was just like, Ma, there's a before and after in this situation.
No, pretend you're in a lesbian relationship.
There was before you knew he had a micro penis, and now there's after you know he has a micro penis.
No, you're in a lesbian relationship. Just pretend it's a feeling-based relationship.
What happened to
scissoring each
him?
Other?
Scissoring each
what
other.
What about him wanting to be, like, all that? And he's in her mind.
Don't
all
do
this
that.
Other. Well, wasn't that so important? Now it's, how does physical have so much weight all of a sudden?
Sex this isn't everything, is, but it is something. A lot of something.
Well, then, I need you to start looking at balance. Stop wanting a man who's going to be all of those things if you want him to be good sexually. You can't be good sexually if you ain't practiced. And you, and a practicing man ain't used to getting inside your head. That's not...
He'd been honest with her.
So
he, you know, during their conversations, he'd said that his last... You know, a couple, few girlfriends had cheated on him, and
well, that's a sign.
I mean, that's a thing.
And then when she saw that, she was like, "Well, no fucking wonder." And I was like, "I'll get a consensus from the room to find out what you should do."
I wouldn't be able to stay, guys. I want kids.
I say stay, girl. You can't find nobody who just gets you mentally like that. You know, you should stay.
This is how she jacks him off like that.
With a pinky?
Oh, she two-finger him?
Oh, no. Oh,
she's
no. Okay,
like
guys,
a blunt,
so
nigga.
Like a blunt. Chantel, do you think sex is enough to make you... Like, oh what if God. You waited till marriage? No, Chantel's... You don't know about this, but Chantel's a spicy Christian, right? So I want to hear a spicy Christian perspective. What if you waited till marriage and he was in your heart, spirit, and soul making, you know, rice and beans and being like this Haitian... Casanova.
Okay.
And then you guys laid in the bed and it was like you had a girlfriend.
So this is a hard question for me because honestly, like, I am waiting until marriage.
So okay, perfect.
So perfect. This could perfect. Actually so, happen.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're not going to speak that into your life.
But I asked her, I was like, didn't you do like the, you know, like the rub test?
Yeah, the hand rub thingy.
That yeah, you know, didn't you do that? She was like, he wears thick jeans. I said, oh, fuck. This guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and so I have chosen to live a life of purity. So, like, none of that happens before marriage. Like, no, none of...
Not even the hand?
No, right. None of that. Like, literally.
No temptation. That's what I'm talking about.
So, I am just going to pray and fast and trust. That's my answer. Like,
Do you think God answers penis prayers?
No.
I really want to know that.
We're talking about after.
Yeah, I don't think Jesus can make his penis sound because you fasted, Chantel.
From what I remember of church,
that's not how Jesus and the Lord works.
Make him long and strong with the slong.
Dear Lord. Oh, my gosh. Give him a third leg.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You think he's answering that? Out of all the things you're praying for, you think that's what he's answering?
I am so... If I was white, I would be red right now, for real.
What happened to equally yoked? What I'm saying? This is... People turn on their religion when it comes to dick size.
No!
Fellas, I need y'all to pay attention.
We need to let her talk about her penis prayers.
No, go ahead.
In a safe
she is
circle.
Crying.
Let me clarify. I cry when I laugh. So I'm officially crying right now. Uh-huh. No. I was talking about before, I'm going to pray and fast that does not happen because before I was a Christian, it was very important. Uh-huh. That said, I mean, you know I've dated girls before, so I mean, we don't get it done.
Like, so you cool with a man with a clit?
No.
You got it.
That's not the goal. That's why I'm going to pray and fast and trust beforehand. But
what does that sound like in your prayer? What does that part sound like?
I'm going to pray for someone who is
girthy.
Compatible.
Oh.
And
compatible is a good word.
Compatible. She's and God girthy. God knows what I need to be happy. And so I'm going to pray for that. And whatever package that comes in, I don't believe in divorce. So unless he cheats on me, then we will be here. We will be together. Because
he's not cheating.
No, but I'm saying in the Bible, there's two reasons for divorce. There's cheating and then if they just leave.
Can I just ask... Because I know all about, you know, you call it prayer. We call it manifestation.
We're manifesting.
And I have asked, you know, the universe to deliver stuff to me. And when I got it, I was like, oh, shit, that worked. Oh, okay. Yeah. I got to be specific. Because when you're not specific, you'll get exactly what you asked for. And then you realize, oh, shit, man, I should have asked for this. And I should have. So what do your prayers sound like for the, you know, for your forever mate? What do they sound like? What do you ask for?
Yeah. I want a man who is...
And then we're getting into your business. I want to find out what you ask for.
Right.
You know, number one, I want someone who is compatible, but I think compatible is a lot of different things. Like
For mentally, you specifically.
So I need someone who can mentally like have an intelligent conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people are going to say that's asking for too much, but I want to be able to have an intelligent conversation.
Yeah, it's not too much.
I want someone that I'm attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Physically also,
mm-hmm.
because God knows what I need. Sex is important.
Mm-hmm.
It is important in relationships and it's important in a marriage. You want me to be with this dude till death do us part. It's going to be an important thing. And so I do pray for that. I pray for somebody that I can be faithful to and not be miserable with.
Mm.
And so, yeah, they are very specific.
Okay.
And I pray for my future husband often, if not daily, in one way or another. But I just have to trust because at the end of the day, one of my favorite scriptures, it says God can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that in the past I have tried to do things myself and I've ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the analogy we talked about earlier, like I've literally burned my house down trying to do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, not my actual
house. I was going to say literally?
But like burned my life down and hurt myself, a lot of people trying to do it my way. And so I just have to trust that doing it God's way is going to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I do ask him for what I believe I need, which is someone who's going to satisfy me in a way that's going to make, being faithful doable.
AKA
you know?
Blow okay. your back out. Okay, okay, so yeah.
Can he be short?
Because she is 6'6", so that's...
I normally date taller men, mm-hmm. yes, tall men, but I have dated shorter men.
Not so, shorter, because shorter than you isn't necessarily short.
Yeah.
I said short man.
What's that?
5'5".
His height. No.
Like, hear, oh, no, wait a second. Wait a second.
No.
An emphatic no.
No.
So, fellas, I need you to understand this. You could be everything she ever wanted and needed, but because your mama's short, you can't be her man. You see what I'm talking about?
You know what?
But you see what I'm talking about? It, you could be handsome. You could take care of yourself. You could be educated with the best. You can have the best sex game. She won't care because you're 5'5".
God made me 6'6" on purpose. What he made me 6'6" for to give me a 5'5" man.
But so you
like,
can over
not, no.
So you can overlook all the dudes you didn't want right. and find that 5'5" man.
You know what? It's,
see, listen, aerial view is the easiest way to find something.
Listen,
just look down. There he is.
If I meet a man and he is completely compatible in every single way, and God literally, you know, tells me that he is my husband.
How many times have God came down here and told you something personal? 5'5",
then I would have to listen. But at the end of the day, God is going to have to tell me a few more times if he's 5'5" than if he's like 6'10". Just saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Just keeping it real. He's gonna have to tell me.
That's amazing.
My father is 5'4".
You see what I'm
saying? And I'm 5'9".
Yeah. See that?
My mom is 5'4".
So my dad's 5'4". My mother.
I'm way taller than both my parents, but I have an older brother who's the height he's supposed to be.
Ooh.
Yeah. 5'5", ish.
Yes.
Okay. Shorter. Okay.
All right. So.
But his girls ain't 6'6".
And they listen. It doesn't matter. For me, it doesn't matter what her height. My thing is, if you're looking for happiness,
right.
why does the package that it comes in matters?
Because it matters to y'all.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, but y'all aren't us. You know, she said, I want intelligent conversation. We don't need that.
Wait.
She don't even have to be able to read, baby.
Oh, no.
She don't even have to be able to read. Men are shallow on a level y'all can't understand.
I agree.
That y'all won't even understand. You be like, yo, she can't even spell her name. That ass, though. It's that type of, there's men like that in the world. And you just have to accept
that.
That
man ain't my husband.
So what does your prayer sound like?
What is mine? Yeah. Dear Lord, send me a girl that understands the difference between logic and emotions.
Oh, that's okay. A good prayer.
All right. Who's understanding, mm-hmm. who listens to understand, not to respond.
Yep. That's a good prayer.
And cares about my peace. Knows that I need my space and will not aggravate me. I don't need nothing else.
Wow.
Everything else surgery can fix. I just need those things. Not because people come out with all kinds of stuff. What if she has one eye? Then, baby, let's get this glass eye and keep it moving. There's just other things I really just don't care about. I realize that you gotta figure out what's most important to you, and yeah. what's most important to me is my peace.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
And if you're then the way not to disturb that is don't get super emotional on me. Even if you get if you are an emotional person, understand I'm being emotional right now. The way I feel, just because I feel this way doesn't mean it's fact. It's just the way that I feel. And feelings do not last. So let me feel this way and not aggravate this man over a feeling.
Yeah.
Because he's going to, like, when you express your feelings to a dude, right? Y'all don't go through the process of, is this something that's lingering? Is this something that's important just for right now? Or is this going to be an issue later? If it's going to be an issue later, say something. Mm-hmm. But y'all have a habit of telling us everything that's bothering you. And he's adding it up. So now you sound like a nagger instead of, you know, someone who has legitimate complaints. And if you complain all the time, how can he differentiate whenever it's a serious one or your everyday complaint?
I have a pushback question for
that's
that. Because I'm actually having the opposite problem. I keep meeting people who say that, and then they meet me and say, you might be too deep to date. Like, they complain in the opposite direction that I'm not emotional enough.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to have...
Well, because they're trying to game you.
Yeah, they're trying
and
to have,
the game
have
don't
an emotional
work.
Whatever. And I'm like, no, don't do that.
Because a dude who's not serious about you, his goal is to manipulate your emotions so he can do with
that
you what he wants.
Me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Facts.
And when you don't respond the way that he wants you to, you go, this woman's broken. I can't do what it is that I'm trying to do to her. Let me manipulate you. Why aren't you letting me manipulate you?
I get that a lot.
So, yeah. And then it's another thing. But I've gotten it before, and I didn't believe it because it's so rare to find somebody who just doesn't jump out with their emotions.
No, not at all.
Like, yeah. Right. It's hard to find a woman that doesn't do that.
But I'm then just you guys call you know. Us too deep, so it almost feels
it's not
like
too
we're
deep.
Damned if I don't think it's too deep either. I think it's some BS. It's
right. Not, he said that's a manipulative
yeah,
tactic.
I agree.
It's not that it's too deep. It's just that one when I first saw it, I was like, I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. But now I know that there are some that has to be because I don't want to be lonely forever. So she has to be out there. But
a single tear.
Yeah, but
I feel you.
But my thing is, like, a lot of dudes, we don't know. We pick our battles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you complain sometimes. But I think men underestimate how intimidating it is to some forms of masculinity to meet a woman who's truly their equal. Because they'll say, I don't want a woman who nags me. I don't want a woman who nags me. But they also want the woman who nags her. He can say 3 or 4 words and it'll bring her to her knees. And for that moment, he's bested her, right? A man who's used to that, when he cannot best you, that's when he realizes how much he actually found power in besting you. And now he's annoyed because he can't do it anymore,
and
right?
And he will go get the beautiful idiot.
That's actually what
happened. And that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're right.
There are men who have women who are beautiful and thriving, and the thriving part bothers him because he cannot control her monetarily or emotionally. And that, so you just got to realize that ain't for you. That dude ain't for you. You know what I mean? A lot of people take too long to assess whenever it's a bad investment.
That's true.
That is so
true. That's a word right there.
It takes a special type of man to date a Michelle Obama or a Beyonce. Or like not every man can handle
but
a power
every
woman
man,
who is an equal.
This is the thing. Every man doesn't think he's Obama or Jay-Z. For some reason, 98% of women believe that they are Michelle Obama and Beyonce. And that is an issue that men are having right now. That we and it's hard to take them down a peg. And you know how dudes are doing it now?
How?
I mean, she ain't the prettiest, but she loyal.
You won that round. Although I will say, statistically speaking, black women are the most educated group in this country. So we actually have a higher probability of
being
Michelle.
We actually know that, though.
Yeah.
Because y'all won't ever let us forget.
No, but I'm saying,
it is on every billboard.
We have a higher probability of being a Michelle than you do of being a Barack.
That's not true.
Okay.
Because there's only been one Michelle and there's only been one Barack.
I've met many women who
that was first ladies?
No, that's
okay
that's
then. There's only been one Michelle.
No, we're not. Take away the first lady component.
That archetype of a Michelle, I know many of them.
That
Melissa knows a lot of them.
That archetype of Barack has been out there. There's been plenty of men who were community leaders who dated a woman with a higher education
not
and higher,
Michelle.
Come from a better family. Barack comes from a single parent household and he met a woman that had structure in her home and was made good grades, all of that, who was at a higher level than where he was whenever they met.
Like
that relationship happens all the time. All the time.
But he had vision, though. He had vision. A lot of men don't have vision.
A lot of men have vision. There are several successful men. Yeah. A Gucci man had vision.
See, that brings it back to struggle love. What's the difference between a Michelle with a Barack and they are co-creating a future together versus a Gucci and his wife where he's saying, thank you for letting me drag you through the mud and still being there when I come out?
Because,
what's the difference?
Because Michelle looked at Gucci and was like, nah. That's the difference.
Right.
You have to take accountability for who you choose.
I agree.
Absolutely.
You have to take accountability for who you choose. If somebody, if I'm with a woman and she keys my car and I stay, I can't get mad when she busts my windows. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Believe people the first time they show you
I love that.
I'm just saying, you got to believe them. When they show you, I ain't shit, you go, you know, they wasn't shit today. No, they ain't shit for real.
Period.
Yeah. Because this is the part that they're comfortable with showing you this.
Yeah.
That means they don't even have like a fixing mechanism in their head that didn't. Like if a woman busts out my windows, that means she went I'm gonna bust out his window.
Yeah, she planned it.
And then she walked. She found a brick.
It was premeditated.
And still was like, kept I'm gonna bust going. Out. Just kept going.
Yeah.
Walked all I've the way up girl. To the car, reached back, and never thought, I might go to jail. This might be a problem. She didn't have a correcting mechanism. Immediately you go, nah.
Unless she looks like Rihanna. Because I know a lot of guys who, for girls who are big baddies.
Once again,
you know what, I would never say
they'll
eat it for a
baddie. We are a level of shallow that you'll never understand.
Sometimes I felt like I wasn't crazy enough
right.
for guys.
Right, they actually let the baddies be like ticky ticky boom in the eyes.
Why?
And they stick around.
Why? Because he can manipulate her emotionally. If she's acting like that, she knows she's not going nowhere. She cares too much.
That's true.
That's true. I will pick up and leave.
I'll leave.
Somebody who will just, somebody who will just pick up and leave.
Well, that's the difference is those women need them.
And yes. So
he's like, she's not going anywhere. But a woman who has her own, they look at her and they're like, oh, she don't need me. She can cover her own flight if I act up. She can. Mm-mm. She doesn't have to stick around if I act crazy. Mm-mm. So, like, I don't need that. I need to be needed more.
All men need to be needed,
though.
But
men don't understand is even powerful women need men. We just need them for different things.
No.
We need them leadership.
Y'all need to stop making Who Run the World girl songs. You need to stop saying, I don't need no man.
Listen,
for nothing.
I don't sing those songs.
But
personally.
Anyway, I do not believe you. And
what? I don't sing those songs.
They are the biggest. Listen, real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga. Hey. See that? Hey. You can't.
That's a bop,
you
though.
Can't,
that's a bop.
Listen, and a man wrote it.
See
how crazy that is?
Look,
he knew. He was like, oh, they gonna jam to this.
Right.
They gonna jam.
It's a bop. I don't agree with that.
A man with red braids wrote that. And y'all are everywhere going, hey! That's what, listen,
what's
at the end of the day,
the
Lil
braids?
Yachty.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, what people gotta understand is, man, it's very simple, man. It's easy to make your man feel needed. Mm-hmm. If a man's ego is super fragile.
I agree.
So whenever
newsflash,
yeah, it's how did y'all not know that?
No, we're being sarcastic. Yeah, we know, like it's hard not to know.
This man learned how to be the woman whisperer because his penis was small. Because our ego is directly connected to our penis, right? So like. No, you hurt a man's ego. He is out. He is out. We were having a conversation last night, me and my friends. I was in D.C. And
I just moved from D.C. I'm nervous about where this is
going. We were like, a woman can cheat on her man with three dudes and get him back. She can't suck a dude's dick to completion once and get her man back. It's over after that. His ego cannot handle that.
Yeah.
You were submissive for another man. Oh. It is over. To that extent, you ain't even you ain't even open your legs to him. You just pleased another man and he was good. And he has that. He don't want to think a man has that over him, that a man that he could be walking with his woman and a man go, yeah, I did whatever with her and sent her on her way.
Okay.
And
so
he married her.
Is that right?
Yeah. Huh?
Is that right? Morally speaking, ethically speaking, is that right? Because that just goes back to the whole struggle love conversation about how
like nature.
We just had an example of that unfold in front of the world, you know, with what's her name's husband and the Nicole Murphy and all that stuff.
Oh, Michael, what's that? It was Nicole Murphy and Lita Rashawn's husband. Faison?
Damn. It was the dude who he did Training Day.
He's a director.
And then he
was mouth kissing Eddie Murphy's ex-wife, Nicole Murphy.
You seen Nicole Murphy?
Okay.
So that became a whole.
She's beautiful,
a huge
still,
part of the conversation.
There is no but still. She's beautiful.
That became a whole
the
part of the
opportunity
conversation.
To pass that up is not very easy.
Lil Rashawn is beautiful.
That has nothing to do with if the man is tired or not.
That's true.
I have a question.
If I'm not tired and Nicole Murphy comes through the room, I am now energized. Not only am I not tired,
y'all are so stupid.
So what?
Y'all are so simple sometimes.
No, it ain't sometimes. Men are very simple.
He said it in the beginning of the episode. We are simple. Yeah. You guys, very. We're shallow. You
Y'all
give us
are doing
too much credit.
Way too much credit. Way too much.
Do you see the look
That's
on
disturbing.
Their faces? She looks shell-shocked.
You want us to be as complex
and Blue
as y'all.
Is like,
I'm getting a dog.
And we're not.
I'm just going to get a dog.
I have a dog. Why see? Do you think I have Daisy?
I'm getting a dog.
Okay? I'm heart healthy because of my dog. Yeah. She almost stressed me out. You
a
know?
Man, when a man reaches the level of maturity that he has to have... in order to have a healthy relationship,
he
a monogamous
ED.
Relationship. Boom! I didn't even have to say it. Usually his dick is not working anymore.
Get them right there. Get their faces, yeah.
Yo.
Why are we doing this?
Sex drive has to plummet in such a way.
Where he becomes our girlfriend.
Yes, where he is looking for the other stuff now. Mm. The other stuff, Matt, companionship. He sees a lot of value in that.
Like George Clooney, like he had to be like 100 before he decided to get married and settle down.
It happens.
But here's,
it happens.
Here's my...
But you could find a man who's just tired. His dick still works, but he's tired. But more than likely, when you meet that man who's emotionally mature, either he done went through a lot emotionally, he done been through some shit. He coming with some real baggage.
Right.
Or... his dick don't work no more.
My closest male friend recently told me that. I was like, you know, you're an attractive, successful man.
How old is he?
He's 33.
Okay. Yeah.
He just moved to LA. A lot of people are trying to get to him, and he's turning...
Oh, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah,
here.
He's turning them down because he's focusing on work, and he's like, the next time I get into a relationship, I want it to be real. And I was like, so what is your secret? You're like the unicorn, right?
No.
And he said, I did a lot of whole stuff, and my penis is tired, and I'm trying to get this money.
What?
And I was just like, but you're only like 33.
I'm 32.
Oh, crap. Okay. So, in summation, we're
getting
dogs.
When he said 33, I was like,
Petco,
that sounds about right. That sounds,
yeah, I want
that
Petco sounds, to sponsor this.
It depends on how active you were. But some people never get tired. I go out. Me and my homeboy Marcus go out all the time. Marcus will tell you, man, I barely even talk to anybody when I go out like that. I don't really, and I love women. Like, hoe in me used to be strong, but it's just now.
And now it's just exhaustion.
It's exhaustion.
That's the only reason why you don't hoe around
anymore.
It's
like not worth it.
Yeah. Like, because then, listen, I got to pretend to get to know you.
Oh, man.
It's just tiring. Wow. It's just tiring.
Yeah, like,
You
ain't never
there.
Had to pretend like, to
yes.
like somebody you work with or pretend to get along
well,
with.
Well, the show's called I'm Here for the Food.
No,
so,
but I'm saying, I'm talking, we've all had regular jobs before.
Right.
Right. And you ain't had nobody at your job you had to work with. You just had to pretend to the. Men do that all the time for pussy. Every single time. Every time he goes, hi, my name is. He has now turned on the I'm pretending. Whatever, but listen, man, women don't find men interesting, and men don't find women interesting.
We find some of you interesting.
Yes, because it's a
science project kind of.
We're becoming, I have to be interesting to make up for what I lack. If I was 6'2", handsome, chiseled body with an accent that you like, I wouldn't need to be interesting because that's interesting enough, but I'm not that. So now I'm funny. I'm smart. I'm witty. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Now
so
I'm
funny.
Now yeah, I'm hilarious. Interesting. I'm interesting out of necessity.
Wow. It's disheartening, huh,
Melissa
ladies?
Did not prep us. I just want a disclaimer. I was not told this is what I was coming here for today.
But you know what? Let me tell you something. And let me tell you something, ladies. This is what I promise. I promise that the majority of the male guests that I bring on this show are going to be as raw and as real,
soul crushing,
real. Like I've got an arsenal in my head of lovable douchebags.
What is happening?
I'm so lovable though.
Yes, lovable douchebags.
People don't dislike me. You're gonna hug me after this.
Our friend Clint, his podcast
That's
is called
man.
Advice from a Fuckboy.
Yeah.
You know, and
Clint's emotional though, so you'll get more
and
out of Clint.
Gemini.
Yeah.
So,
no, emotional men, I do not like.
No,
yeah. Well, stop trying
not,
to turn us into that.
No. What? I don't want an emotional man. I want an emotionally intelligent
you.
Man.
Not you.
Emotionally
because you've already discussed. She wants an emotional man.
Yeah, that was you.
No, I need a man that's more emotional than I am because I'm very rational.
So you want Drake?
hilarious.
I don't know. I don't know. But
you see what I'm saying?
You want drink listen, with 6'10"?
This is how wild it is. Very rational. Listen. Whoever I'm with has to be more loving than I am.
How tall do you prefer your man to be?
6'10".
I mean, okay. It just depends. I've dated a guy that was like 6'3".
And
I'm 6'6". So that was short for me.
You really 6'6"?
Yeah, she
I'm
is.
I'm legit 6'6", without yeah. heels
We're
going
to take a picture.
I have she's heels 6'6".
Oh, no, no, no. You know, I've met her and everything. Yeah, but yeah, like... Yeah. She's just big and fine. I didn't care. But this is but I'm Thank saying you. This because you're like, I've dated 6'3". I've dated shorter men. But that women
6'3", we used to be my cap
six,
off.
Yeah. 6'3". 6'2". At 6'2", right? Yeah. If you're looking for a man 6'2" and taller,
yeah,
that is 3.9% of men.
No, I am aware. What,
I know. I am
black aware. Or any race.
Any race. Oh, we Christ. Ain't even Damn, got into black yet. No, listen, that's 3.9% of men. And you want him to be, does he have to be black?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Emotional.
It would be her preference to be black.
Preference. Okay, if I'm, we're at Build a Bear here, but right. it's Build a Man. Yeah. He's black and tall and yeah. But
all right, black. So now we're looking at 14% of 3.9%. Then you got to think about the prison industrial complex right. or whatever. So well, one in every four listen. Black men is in prison. So I know you're not dating them. So now we're looking at 25% you of the 14%
of the
3.9%.
Hence
Does he have to be successful?
Hence the struggle.
Yeah.
However.
How about this? You said you want to be attracted to him, right?
Yeah.
According to dating sites, women find men attractive 20% or less percent of the time. They swipe right based off of the way the man looks.
That's true.
So now we're right. looking at 20% of the 14% of the 30, well, 25% of a 14% of the 3.9%.
This is why I said guys. I was going to
And this is 6'2". She don't even
fast.
Want 6'2". This
pray
is 6'2"
and
taller.
And trust. This is why I said that. Because I am very aware that like my chances of finding someone who is all of these things are astronomical. Like I'm aware.
It's not. He might be 5'9".
But he might be. And if he is, and I genuinely believe that God sent him and he was my man, then let's go. Then I would do it.
You just got to get picked up by a 5'9" nigga one day. He just
so
need
asleep.
To pick her up.
I am so
she
asleep.
Feel that. She feel that. That lower body strength lift her up. She'll be like, you
I
know
cannot.
What? I never thought about this.
I cannot. I did date a guy that was 5'11" in college.
Once again, I did. That's not a short dude.
That is short. That's short for me.
It's
when
a
you're
short.
6'6".
It's a little short.
5'11" is short.
I'm 5'9". That means I can't wear any
listen,
nice shoes.
Listen, but this is the crazy part. 10% of women are 5'7" and taller, right?
So I'm already a unicorn. It's
so,
a unicorn
right.
together.
So that's what I'm saying. That Y'all part. Are in such a small realm.
Melissa, why did you do this? I thought you loved us.
I do.
Such a small
I
realm.
Do.
On this episode, we find out that me and Chantel have a statistical improbability of finding a man.
And that's at 5'7". You're not even 5'7". You
I'm
know
five
what I mean?
Nine.
You.
I am aware.
You're an anomaly.
I am aware, but I'm fine with that. Because, again, God Dang. Made me this
okay.
way on
So
purpose.
Are you willing
so.
To go to NBA games?
No. You know, what she's going to have to do is she's probably going to have to.
Or scout them in college.
No, or.
Are you willing to do.
Or go overseas.
Go overseas and get a guy who didn't make it.
Yeah.
But believes in God and yeah. bring him back over
you
here to be
you.
A man. We know where to find 6'10 men at, all right?
Yeah,
on basketball courts. We all know where they are.
We're gonna go to a game.
Listen, I go to a lot of games. I'm
oh,
fine.
Damn.
Like,
okay, I tried.
Again, I'm chilling.
Are you willing to look at them the way that you have to look at them to get their attention?
You know what?
Don't smile. I'm talking about a real nasty snarl.
Like a thought pocket.
Like, look at him. He's like, oh my god. He not gonna miss you. He gonna see you. He'll be like, you see the chick around my height over there? Oh my god.
You should be a
tall men
coach.
Love tall women, by the way.
That
so
should, that should definitely be. You were right about that, Blue. That should definitely be something that you investigate as a future.
I'm thinking about it.
You know,
I care about my comedy.
Project.
I care about my comedy so much.
I mean, you infuse the comedy into,
I know,
into
I'm thinking
your
about,
dating
I'm,
life
I'm
coaching
thinking about
kind
it.
Of thing.
Nobody, but once again, nobody will really listen to me
because they're like, because everyone goes, that's just him. I wouldn't listen. And then I'm single, you know, so, but the reason I'm single is because I'm
tired.
I'm not willing to do it. Y'all are willing to date and waste your time and money. And I'm a man, y'all, so I'm sure paying.
Yeah.
I'm paying for dates, so right. I'm losing. I'm entertaining. Mm-hmm.
And we are, you know, here for the food.
Right.
For the food, yeah.
Yeah. I'm right. I'm.
That was my dating life.
So now I'm paying for the food. I gotta be charming, funny, witty, smart. You know what I mean? Because I'm paying to audition for you.
You're investing in your future.
No, I'm not. I'm paying to audition for you, with the back end being I may not even get none. So
that's a really great way to say that.
You're not owed anything.
I'm not owed anything.
You're making an investment.
I didn't say I was owed. I'm auditioning, yeah. Apparently. I didn't say I was owed. I'm not owed the gig.
Right.
I'm auditioning. But what I'm saying is, at some point, I was just like, I'm tired of auditioning. It's expensive. Man, if I could spend that money on candles and masturbate.
Give us hope. Tell me one thing.
I know. Okay, so this is how we, you know, tend to end things on the episode is, since I'm here for the food, we have appetizer conversation, main course, you know, and dessert. What would be your server tip of the day? Because they want you to give them some hope.
Please.
Find it deep within yourself to really give them a nugget.
Have a real honest conversation with yourself about what really is important to you in finding a partner. And if that list is longer than 7 things,
nice.
If it's longer than 5, I said 7 because I thought
mine
y'all might.
Mine is 6 things.
Mine is
4. 6 things.
I believe you.
Your mine's 4.
Yeah.
I believe you.
He's looking at Chantel like,
No, my list is literally 6 things. Really?
Mine was a page.
You see what I'm saying? Melissa. That's more realistic than what the, but that's going to be more the norm.
Yeah.
You got to get it. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, but here's the thing is, like,
but you have to say, I'm willing to be alone.
Boom.
Until I find it.
That's right.
But once, and if you feel that way, do not complain about being a cat lady, okay? Be the best cat lady you can be. Because we don't want, nobody wants to hear your woes, whatever you're choosing.
That's the hope. That's how
you're plucking men away left and right.
Do you know what hope
means?
And then go,
there's no men out here. No, there's no men that lives up to your standard. And then also, all right, and if you want to do that, then ask yourself this question. Am I, honestly, because this is what I had to deal with, am I honestly the type of person that warrants having a person like what I'm looking for?
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Because the woman that I want, that I said that I wanted, like just physically, mentally, spiritually, everything, she shouldn't want me. Not at what, at where I'm at in my life. Shouldn't, because I'm not doing everything within my power to reach full potential. And I had to be honest with that. When I went on these dating apps, the women who felt like they could get me, I had to keep it real. I was like, I can see why she think that. I can see why she was like, yeah, he gonna match me. He's gonna swipe right on me. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm like, no, because you can see me, you think this is the finished product, but it's not. The finished product me can't date you, but I'm not the finished product me. And sometimes we gotta be honest. Are we jumping out there to date before we're the finished product? And if so, you can't get mad when you don't get a full sum of parts coming back to you.
Yeah, my server tip of the day will piggyback off of that and just say, you know, if we're asking, you know, going down the road of asking ourselves questions, ask yourself, would you date yourself? And if the answer is a hard fucking pass, then why would anybody else date you? I have asked myself that many times.
That's not true, though, because we don't look for the same things in somebody that we find. Because I wouldn't date me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't date me.
Okay.
Because I don't need that. Somebody.
Well, we're women, so we overthink every fucking situation.
Like,
so
I'm really driven in my career, like big time, and I have children.
But you said you're not the finished product. You already said that. But, I'm talking about somebody who is thinking to themselves, I'm looking for forever. I want forever. I deserve forever. And they're on the search. They're on the hunt. That is the server tip I would give them.
I don't necessarily need a woman who's career driven.
Mm-hmm.
If she is driven by being a great wife or a great support system for me and the family, I'm with that. She doesn't have to.
But I don't mean external circumstances like jobs. I mean talking about character.
Character?
That's what I mean by would you date yourself? Yeah. Like terms of your character.
Yeah,
no, your personality.
No, I'm there now.
Like,
yeah, I'm good there.
You're
now.
There? Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, you guys, wrap this up. Server tip of the day. You both still look fucking shell shocked. But server tip of the day, what do you can you don't even have to give anybody a tip. Just say, I am blown away right now.
No, I have a tip.
I'm fucked up.
I have a tip.
Go ahead.
I think for me is it's not just important to know what you want. I think it's really important to know why you want it, because a lot of times what you want is steeped in unresolved trauma. So are you feeding like the best part of you, or are you feeding the scared part of you? Because I've met men and women who wanted arm candy because they always felt like they weren't impressive enough. So they want this trophy to make themselves look better. It wasn't because they even cared about having the person who was that attractive. It's because they wanted to be attractive for other people.
Oh, shit.
And so I say, whatever you're choosing, make sure you're choosing it because it makes you happy, not because it makes you look good to everybody else.
So you're saying delete your Instagram.
No, that's what I'm saying.
All,
no,
that's all social
media really,
is.
There's some deeply emotionally intelligent people on Instagram in spite of what it's marketed as.
Yeah.
And so I don't ever want to judge somebody just because they're... I've had some really deep, attractive people.
I get it, but...
I've dated a couple of them, too.
And so as somebody who's made their money in social media...
Me too.
It's all about perception.
Yes.
It's 100% about perception. So what you're asking for, really, you know, you're going to ask... So you're going to look in a pool full of insecure people to find somebody who's secure.
I'm saying look into yourself to find out why you're insecure and make sure that what you're asking for is feeding the best part of you and not just making up for your insecurity.
If you're on social media, more likely than not, you're probably one of these insecure people.
I don't receive that.
I
don't receive that.
I met somebody 2 days ago who's never even had Instagram.
I will say this. 90% of my friends are influencers, and they are probably some of the most down-to-earth people I've ever met. And so because I keep living this Forrest Gump existence where I keep finding the exception to the rule, I'm gonna stay in that lane.
Do you think if they woke up one day and everything they posted, nobody viewed it, nobody liked it, none of that, that it would affect them in some way?
It affecting someone and crushing someone are two different things. Something that can affect you can also teach you what's on the other side of that. So them being affected still isn't the end of the story.
Yeah. That's a good answer, but you knew what I meant.
She's no, good. I'm being, I'm being honest.
Answer, but you knew what I
like, I don't want somebody who, like somebody asked me, would you date a guy who is not where you are emotionally? And I said, I don't want someone who's necessarily where I am. I want someone who's really excited about getting there. In their own way, right? Yeah. If you are passionate and you have purpose, wherever you are on that spectrum, the fact that you have passion and purpose, I'm still gonna be attracted to you.
Blue, you're gonna have a whole bunch of motherfuckers in your DMs.
Oh no!
I think using social media as a tool is important.
Right. That's all it is to me.
Exactly. It's just a tool.
Yeah. And I don't think that necessarily makes you insecure.
No. But what I'm saying is there are people, the person she's talking about, when I asked her about her friends that are influencers, there are people who look at it as a tool, and there's people who look at it to define themselves.
Oh yeah.
There's a great many people.
The latter is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, you know,
they
that's why I'm not
friends,
disagreeing
yeah.
with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
me, it's a tool. I don't care. My thing, I've never looked for followers, likes, and views to determine whether I was funny or not, or whether I was good enough or anything. It was 100% to pay the bills. I found out that in order to make it as a comedian, you have to be able to put butts in seats. And then I found out that people who have big followings on social media put butts in seats, because there's not a Comic View, a Def Jam, or anything that people have access to comedians like they used to. You either have to be in a movie, which doesn't say anything about stand-up comedy whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You have to be in a TV show, which doesn't say whether you're good at stand-up comedy or not.
Yeah.
Or you had to do social media, so it became a tool. I hate social media because the dumbest people on earth reside there all day.
Yeah, they do. Chantel, final thought or just...
My server tip of the day or final thought would be, I've been told so many times that me finding the person who I will spend the rest of my life with is next to impossible. And so I'm sure that there are women out there that, or men, who feel like that. And so I would just say that don't believe people to pray, trust, and fast. Amen. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you do have to be okay being by yourself until you get to that point where you do meet somebody like that. And that takes a lot of self-work and emotional intelligence to get to that point. Mm-hmm. So that's
gorgeous.
My favorite tip.
There is no until. You have to be happy with the thought that you may never get it.
Period. And
you have to live in that space because... Hey, who knows? Tristan Thompson might come around and be a good
girl,
guy.
No, point. No,
on that note, on that note, thank you guys.
No, say 6'10".
No,
he's 6'10".
He's
6'10". He's handsome.
You know what? You know what?
On that note, Chantal, don't even respond.
Thank you guys for having me.
Ryan, thank you so much for coming by. You were our first dick in a box. You popped our cherry.
Dream crusher.
Crushed our dreams.
Nah,
you did
gotta
all of
set
the above.
The tone. That's so, all.
Thank
I love
you,
y'all.
And thank you guys for watching. Bye.
Bye. There's hope.
If you like our show and the content we're featuring, please hit subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, and just like your Uber driver asks, leave us a 5-star rating. Also, please leave us a review about your favorite part of the show or your number one takeaway from the episode. We read all the reviews, and this will only help us curate the content that you want to see and hear. Thanks, guys.